Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
In this version of the podcast, you will hear Judge Jack bring thieves of office food swiftly to justice. Despite the best practices I can do as a lawyer in the radio studio, Judge Jack always has final say on that. It did make the podcast. Also, me and Shuey Lou were feuding, because she's taking our Instagram relationship to the next level. And I'm just going to be a nice guy and nip it in the bud right now so she doesn't get hurt. Also, Radio Tinder, a Friday podcast staple. And I'm in a little bit of legal trouble. I mean, nothing to cry home about, but a little bit of legal trouble. So we got a lawyer on regarding me removing a skin tag off an ex-girlfriend a couple of years ago. Plus, the world's hardest chicken quiz. That was good fun. Enjoy the podcast.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
You are about to enter the courtroom of
Judge Jack.
The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is
Judge Jack.
This is where producer Jack turns into his alter ego, Judge Jack, live in studio. He's got his gavel, he's got his white wig on right now. And
Order in the courtroom.
Sorry, Your Honor. He's got a hard on for justice tonight. This is something that's very close to his heart. Each week he'll tackle some sort of social crime within the community that's prevalent. Tonight he spares no expense tackling office, workplace related snack theft. There's been quite a few things in the fridge go missing over the past couple of weeks, especially at this workplace. We've had a staff all email released. Apparently, there was a pizza with a slice taken out from the refrigerator. And the whole 384 employees in the building had to hear about one person's misactions there. And this has producer Jack riled up. If I may, Your Honour.
Yep.
Represent a case that's doing the rounds on social media at the moment. This is a story about 20 police officers that have been disciplined for breaking into a fire station's locked snack pantry. Now, granted, the headline does not sound good. The press release goes on to explain that historically, the fire department has welcomed the city's police officers to help themselves to snacks and drinks at the fire station and to avail themselves of the facilities whenever they feel like a meal at all times. This is a fire station that opened its doors to these 20 policemen. It was never a problem in the past. In fact, all police personnel were given key fob access to the fire station. Now, after the renovations at the fire station, the snacks were moved from an open area in the kitchen to a locked pantry. Investigators reviewed security footage of the fire station and discovered that the 20 different police officers had to use credit cards to pop the lock on the pantry door.
Oh my gosh.
To get the snacks. I get it, Your Honour. It sounds very nasty on face value. The officers who were involved in the disappearance of the snacks all readily admitted to what they'd done and indicated that they had believed they were still welcome to help themselves. This is just your classic miscommunication of credit card pick locking theft snacks within the workplace. And I ask you, like always, Your Honour, with all due respect, to spare leniency.
Well, you know, I know what it's like to get a craving and to just need to have, you know, to break into something to get that cookie.
Yes.
But it's not their cupboard. The firemen, that's not theirs. It's all in the locked cupboard now. Mm. They didn't pray for it. They didn't bring it in.
There was no briefing for the policeman about the new locked cupboard situation. I know where I grew up that unless you were briefed not to break into something, you were allowed to break into it. As long as you could put all the pieces back together without harming it.
I'm sorry, but in this situation, I'm just going to have to rule
guilty.
Oh, guilty.
Your Honor.
You can't go stealing other people's snacks, especially if you didn't bring them in and they're in a locked cupboard.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I get that the police are doing good work, but so are the firemen, firewomen, fire people.
Yep.
So,
be careful or you'll be in your own courtroom, Judge. Look, 13, 10, 60. If you'd like to maybe go on trial for a possible snack that you have stolen from a workplace before, maybe you were involved or accused of some fridge theft within the workplace, maybe you were accused of stealing something out of a tradie's esky, this is where you can put it on trial and Judge Jack, the be-all and end-all of the legal court system, will decide once and for all whether or not it's a guilty crime or not. I'll represent you, of course.
I'm a fair judge. I will hear both sides.
You are a fair judge. And I'm a fair lawyer and I work for Maurice Blackburn. And I'm ready to take on cases pro bono tonight. 13, 10, 60. If you've been accused of workplace snack theft before, prizes up for grabs tonight as well. If you get on the air, Jesus, I lost my voice.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show around the country on 13, 10, 60.
You are about to enter the courtroom of
Judge Jack.
The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is
Judge Jack.
Yeah, this week Judge Jack is in court and he's got a real hankering to come down. Okay, sorry, Your Honor. Just settle over there. Settle over there. He's coming down very hard on workplace-related snack theft. There's a lot of stories floating around the internet, and there's a lot of stories a lot closer to home in our office in particular where there have been a couple of people that have been named and shamed for stealing other people's lunches and snacks around the office. Producer Jack is not happy. He was in the firing line and a very nice...
I would never, and no. To be accused no. of stealing something...
I'm not accusing you, Judge. I'm not accusing you. I'm saying that you had that...
I'll put you in contempt.
You had that beef and Guinness pot pie a few weeks ago that was stolen, is what I was saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fuming.
131060 Mel in Melbourne. Welcome to the courtroom. This is the last break of the night. I do plan on representing you as your lawyer. However, I don't
Thank
have
you.
Many words left in this croaky old throat box of mine. So please do your best to represent yourself.
Okay, I'll try.
And what happened?
So we have a fridge at work, right? And there's a yogurt, my favourite blueberry, in the fridge. It'd been there for a couple of weeks. Nobody had touched it. So I thought, fair game. So I had it.
Yeah. It's interesting that you raise the dairy products because we all know they've got a very short shelf life and there's nothing more infuriating than seeing your nearest and dearest favourite dairy products go to waste in the staff fridge.
Exactly. It only had a couple of days left, so I think fair game for me. No one touched it.
She gave him
no name on it.
Yeah. What I'm hearing.
Yeah, but you know who knows about the expiry date of that product? The person who bought that product.
Oh, no.
So they know exactly how many days they've got left. I'm sorry.
They didn't seem to be too concerned, I think.
As much as I like blueberries, as much as the next person.
Yeah, he does.
You can't just be stealing somebody's yogurt. You can have it the day after it's expired, yes, but not before. Sorry.
Why would I want to eat it the
Guilty.
Day after?
Oh, Guilty.
Whoa.
Guilty.
Whoa.
Mel.
Oh, God. Jesus. Whoa, that was a little over the top, Mel, there at the end. Sometimes people don't take the guilty verdict very well.
You can't be stealing other people's yogurts.
You'll await for your sentence. Yeah, no, sorry, Mel. You'll await for your sentencing, okay? You've been handed every letter of the law.
Life.
Ben in Melbourne on 131060. We've heard Judge Jack already come down pretty hard on work pace. Work. We've heard what Producer Jack has said. What have you stolen from the work fridge?
Okay, look, this is just in my opinion. So, our work has a social society, which I'm a member of, that has, like, they put milk and food in the fridge and that sort of thing. So there's often a lot of milk in the fridge. Now, my roommate and I, we don't have a lot of time to go shop. This milk, there's quite a bit of it. It can expire. And we need milk at home.
Yes.
So we take a few bottles every now and then. I think that's totally reasonable, totally just, but I have been caught out before.
Communal milk. May I offer some legal advice here, Ben? Very important to let the judge know that all of this milk that you're consuming at home is in preparation for a big day of very efficient working at work.
Of course.
That's how you get around. It's called a milky loophole in the legal world. And Producer Jack is well aware of that. He's
I have heard of the milky loophole before.
He is weighing this up.
But Ben, let me ask you, does any of your wages go into the upkeep of this social society?
$20 a fortnight.
Oh, wow.
He's got me there.
It's not often that the judge is stumped. It's not often we catch the judge LBW, but I think
it's part of your agreement of being a part of the social society that you get to take home milk.
In the fine print, I'm sure it's there.
I'm reading the fine print here of your contract of the social society, which I have in front of me.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's not part of the deal, and I don't think you can be allowed to take milk out of the fridge when
Your Honor,
not
please.
Just any other member
please.
Of the workplace can
Your
take
Honor.
The milk.
No.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to rule.
Guilty.
No!
I'm sorry,
Your Honor,
but
please.
No, nobody can just be taking milk.
Jesus!
Jesus!
Order.
Ben, settle down, mate. Please, we'll get you off. All right, we'll get you off. He hasn't. There are many appendixes to the Milky Loophole.
He can appeal.
Judge Jack coming down hard tonight.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Look, there's something we should probably talk about, Shuey Louie, because...
You've got a bone to pick with me, don't you?
Look, I'm just going to nip it in the bud right now. I'm not, you know, I'm not angry at you. I'm not disappointed. I'm not going to take it personally.
What have I done?
It's something that probably you weren't to know. And I get that this is your world. This is you maybe extending an olive branch. This is you, you know, doing what you girls do. But I'm not that kind of guy. I'm not someone who gives in to the social media pantomime. I'm not someone who spends their life in front of a screen. I'm not someone who cares about the follows, cares about the likes. I'm not about that kind of thing.
Are you saying that I am?
Oh, I think you're very phone-orientated, Shuey Louie. Your phone cracked. Your screen cracked today. You're almost in tears. What are you talking about?
Well, that's a more money thing.
Right. You sent me a Instagram message today, and usually, you know, we're contacting each other before the show starts, and usually you're sending me little articles and things. Oh, what do you think about this? Or, oh, here's a little screenshot of this bit of content. Do you think maybe you'd like to talk about that on the show? That's all great gear. I received an Instagram message today from Shuey Louie, and it said Shuey Louie sent a photo. And on Instagram, you've got to click the icon, and then it shows the photo. Shuey Louie today sent me a photo of some scones. And it was just titled, Scones.
What's wrong with that? I did some baking today.
Great for you. Well done. I know what you're doing. You're starting to include me in your little social media friendship circle. You would have sent off this scones photo to all your friends.
I sent it to all the gals. I know you're one of the gals now.
I'm not one of the gals. I get you and your gals, you hang out in a little cluster.
Close friend group. You're one of the gals. You get the scone snaps.
Happy to be your friend. Not happy about getting scone snaps.
Enlightened being.
Or toxic male.
And you threw this word around a couple of times today, toxic male. And I don't think there's any toxicity about it. This is just purely me saying thank you for the scone photo, but don't let this be a habit. I don't want you sending little photos to me about
you
your life.
You are being a toxic male.
I'm not being a toxic male.
I'm being a good friend, you know, including you in my life. Like, hey, Danny, just bake some scones, you know. Shall I bring you one in, maybe?
Don't need the update on your
on
baked snacks.
On a walk in Bondi.
Don't need it. Don't, honestly,
Danny.
Please don't.
It's like the new Snapchat. You're one of the gals. What's wrong with sending you scone snacks?
I get that it's the trend to talk in pictures these days and keep everyone updated on every minute of your life and what you're doing, because let's face it, if you bake scones and no one saw it, did it ever happen?
Exactly. But did I make the cheese scones? Now you know I did.
I don't want to be involved in this. I'm cutting it right here because I know that this is like a little teaser. Before you know it, you'll be going for walks down the beach. You'll be sending me sunset snaps. Then you'll be at the pub and you'll check out this funny drink cocktail that I bought. I don't want it. And I'm not being rude. I just don't want an online presence with you.
I just can't believe this. Like, what? Well, I don't understand. You're being a toxic male. You're being very negative. You know, I'm just updating you on my life. We're having a good time. Send it out to the gals. You're one of the gals.
There would be much more people saying, no, I get where he's coming from there. That's very annoying that people just bombard you with photos of irrelevant pictures of things that don't even matter. 13, 10, 16. Am I a toxic male and should continue to accept Shuey Louie's snaps and other people, mm-hmm, welcoming them into my life digitally, just communicating with photos and small little captions? Or can you understand where I'm coming from and think I'm an enlightened being? And the more face-to-face interaction me and Shuey Louie have, the less we'll feel the need to have to send little shit photos of, mm-mm, scones at 10 a.m. in the morning.
They were not shit scones.
13, 10, 60. Which side of the fence are you on? Do you love a Snapchat or do you hate a Snapchat? We'll get the calls on next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Enlightened being.
Or toxic male.
Yeah, this is where we put it out to the listeners. Am I an enlightened being? Someone who prospers maybe in the top 3% of people, thinking on a higher level in this cosmic universe, really pushing the boundaries of social acceptance, but in a positive way? Or am I a toxic male? Someone who's dragging society back with their closed-minded views. Shuey Louie, unfortunately, mate, I think it's a very enlightened act for me to nip it in the bud right now and tell you to stop sending me shitty photos on Instagram in a private message. You were cooking scones today, for goodness sake. And you sent me a photo of the tray with the scones. Have we put it up on Instagram, Producer Jack, at Danny Lakey Late Show?
Great scones. You're part of, I send it to all my close friends, part of the gals.
No, I know. I know that I can imagine the kind of people that you hang out with, and I'm sure they love a good scone photo. But it's not me. It's not me. Don't let this be a tradition of us. Ooh, what are we up to every hour? It's nothing against you. I just will not.
Would you prefer me to just text you what I'm doing? Hey, Danny, off on a walk.
No, don't text me either. Ring me if you want something. That's how we can bring our friendship to the next level, all right? It's not going to go through little scone pics. Chantel, in country New South Wales. Hello.
Hi.
What do you think, enlightened being or toxic male?
Oh, you're enlightened, but honey, I think.
What?
You're definitely enlightened.
Oh, thanks.
Chantel, you're not a fan of the old personalised snap.
Oh, I just think it's oversharing.
Yeah, the scone, that's the thing. If it was something amazing, like if it was your grandma's 90th birthday and she shat her pants, send it through, mate.
I'm sorry.
But you're baking scones on a Friday morning. Yeah. There's nothing about it that I need to know.
Snap it, it didn't happen.
Snap it to your friends.
Thought that's what we were. Cool, bye.
Jamie in Grafton. This isn't unreasonable. There's no toxicity about me just telling a friend politely that I don't want to share every aspect of their baking life.
No, not at all. I think your opinion's really valid. Mm, yeah. I would prefer to be making scones with my friends. I don't want to get a photo of it.
Thought we had a girl code, Jamie.
Nah, this is the thing. Too many girls are almost being tricked into thinking this is the new way of communicating. Like,
my girl mates replied and were like, yes,
because they
you
want
need to be your real friend and invite them over.
They're coming over tomorrow for scones. Yeah,
I'm not coming over for scones. The only reason they're getting so excited about the scones is because they know that when they send their shitty thing back, when they get a pina colada on a Sunday, that you'll then give them the same treatment and then everyone will feel validated in a little scony pina colada digiworld. George in Cogra. Hello.
Yo, mate, how you going?
Good, thank you. Enlightened being or toxic male?
Well, look, I'm going to be completely fair and answer that question and saying you're both right, because you both got a right to be friends and do whatever you want, right? Mm. But in relation to Shuey Louie, though, I just want to politely say, Shuey, you know where you stand with him, you were polite, you did what you can, now you know where your relationship stands with him, right? So you're workmates, and that's what it is, and that's cool.
You
can't be friends with everybody, do you know what I mean?
Exactly, and we're not friends now. I agree with you, George. Can we give him some type of prize?
Look, we can give George a prize for the most diplomatic man of the week. Because to be honest, I was expecting a real toxic masculinity from George. And to be honest, I think you go Jacinda Ardern, George in Cogra, and then the rest of the world. The Danny Lakey Late Show, around the country, 131060 is the number of the show. Thanks, Georgie. I've lost my voice.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
I love you.
Swipe left, swipe right. It's Australia's most love-matched radio segment. The Danny Lakey Radio Show's Radio Tinder.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, this is where we try and tee up a couple of lovebirds around the country. Single people at the moment. They may walk away in the next 20 minutes with a husband or wife. Who knows? You got a dare to dream. This segment, it's been brought forward to 8:30 tonight on Shuey Louie's request instead of 9 o'clock.
I think we're going to have a winner tonight. I think we might have a married couple.
Wow. Let's meet tonight's bachelorette. Lads, if you're listening in, or ladies, if you're listening in, if you like that kind of thing and she likes that kind of thing, don't hesitate to call 131060 after hearing Emma, who's 20 years old. Are you into chicks as well, Emma?
Into chicks? Or maybe spice it up a bit.
Nice.
Oh, Emma.
Right. Yeah.
Full net tonight, Producer Jack. You make sure you get at least one lady on if they like the sound of Emma. You're studying teaching and you're 20 years old.
I sure am.
Save the world vibe. Well done to you. I'm assuming primary school.
Special needs teacher's aid. At the moment, primary school, but we'll see.
Well, a real caring soul on our hands tonight, lads and ladies. You're looking for someone with brown hair, brown eyes, into hiking and adventures.
Yep, something like that, whatever you can get.
Well, that sounds pretty specific, to be honest. It says here, born in a car park. I'm assuming you were born in the car park, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Lucky that I'm a very proficient reader, because on my screen it says brown hair, brown eyes, into hiking adventures, was born in a car park, which would allure that you are into someone who is potentially born in a car park.
Oh, no. That'd be pretty difficult.
Yeah, no, casting
I think
very
it's round the wrong way. She's got brown hair, brown eyes.
Oh,
she's
you've
into
got
hiking.
Brown hair and brown eyes.
She loves a car park.
Oh, yeah. I see. Yeah, okay, you're brown hair, brown eyes. You're looking for someone loyal.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You're looking for someone tall.
Yeah. You're loyal.
Dark and handsome. Loves a tradie as well.
Okay. Oh, of course, always.
God, all right. I mean, what age are we casting or not? We already said that we're going to have men and women open to dating Emma. What ages are we going?
About 20 to 35.
Yes. Push it to 40.
Go on, Emma. Go on. The heart wants what Chewy Louie wants.
Okay. Oh, cool. Just 35 then. Okay. Stick with that.
20 to 35. Yeah. Male or female. If you like the sound of Emma, give us a bell on 131060. She was born in a car park, but that's okay. She's really straightened out since then. Save the world vibe about her. Training to become a special needs teacher. Very caring soul. It could all change tonight if you've been single for far, far too long. Give us a bell. We'll hook you up with Emma next. You get three questions ready to go, Emma, all right? Because we might have the man or woman on your of your dreams on the other side.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
I love you.
Swipe left, swipe right. It's Australia's most love-matched radio segment. The Danny Lakey Radio Show's Radio Tinder.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, we just got to know Emma just before. She's 20 years old, studying teaching. Brown hair, brown eyes, into hiking and adventures. Was born in a car park, but don't let that stop you. She's looking for someone loyal, tall, dark and handsome. Loves a tradie. Someone between the age of 20 and 35. Male or female? May I just confess, Emma, that the phones have gone off the hook for the people with the X and Y chromosomes, but no femmes. No femmes tonight. No females.
That's all right.
Yeah, females aren't attracted to you.
Oh, I'll cop that.
Yeah, it's all right. They're not attracted to me either. First person off the bat tonight is Kim. He is a man, 23, tradesman. Boily? What's that? Oh, boiler maker. Right, I thought, oh, God, we've got someone covered in boils for this half a second there. Likes Hiluxes, beers with the boys. Oh, this is your true alpha. Black curly hair, blue eyes, 6 foot. How are you still single, Mr. Kim?
Not sure, mate, not sure.
Yeah. What's your question, Emma, to Kim?
Why are you single? Like, what went wrong to make you not in a relationship yet?
Whoa, big question in the deep end here, mister. Go on, fish yourself out of it. Get that shovel out of the back of the ute.
Fly in, fly out work. It just, the whole long distance relationship didn't really work with the last one, and she became disloyal to me, and, you know, I'm just after a loyal, true blue chick that's going to serve me right.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, if you guys both apply for Married at First Sight, you'd be an instant match, because Emma's looking for someone loyal, and Kim's been hurt in the past. He's a man scorned, with rugged, handsome, a soft, feminine hands that have calluses on, but fantastic to give a massage to on a Friday evening. All right, Kim, you just hang there for a second. That's not a bad answer. Emma, you like the sound of Mr. Kim?
Yeah, the 6 foot, definitely a chick.
Oh, yeah. Tradie, chick. Anthony, he's 26. This is man number two. He's a little nerdy. He's a plumber, but he is 6'3". He's looking. He's looking. He's got it. He's looking. Yeah, he's looking all right. Camping and four-wheel driving. Hello, Anthony.
G'day, mate.
Yeah, hello. It's not me that you're trying to swoon tonight. My pants are locked up. I've got one of the strongest chastity belts in the biz wrapped around my little peen tonight. But chat to Emma. Emma, what's your question to Anthony?
Favourite thing to do in the bedroom?
Oh, I don't know.
Pluck my eyebrows.
I don't know.
Oh, come on, Anthony. How are you going to remain all alpha male by just cowering in the corner like that? Oh, I don't know. You must like something. What's your deepest, darkest fantasy, big boy?
Fuck. Trying to think right now.
Hang on.
Dumped. Not suitable for broadcast.
Oh my God. Back to the Danny Lakey Late Show.
Oh, goodness me. For goodness sake. Anthony said the swear word, now he's hung up. This is what we call an absolute caller from hell. Someone who wasn't chatty, only knows the word F in their vocabulary, and then hangs up with the tail between their legs. A true beta male tonight, and to be honest, Emma, it looks like you've dodged a bullet.
So far, Kim's in the lead, then.
Yeah, so far, Kim's in the lead. It also sounded like a swear word for half a second, and producer Jack nearly shat his jeans. Please, can we refrain from the F word and the C word on the air tonight? Adam. He's man number three. Well, really, man number two now, because that little silly old beta cuck has just hung up from before. He's 21. He's 6 foot tall, brown hair, brown eyes, early childhood educator. Oh, something in common there. Mountain biking is his hobby, and it's his birthday tomorrow, but it may come early tonight. Hello, Adam.
How you going?
Very good. Talk to Emma. Emma, talk to Adam. Maybe Adam can make Emma his madam. Hashtag freestyle rap.
First of all, happy birthday for tomorrow.
Thanks.
Don't worry about tomorrow. So what are you doing later tonight?
Jesus Christ. Hell.
So I had a pretty long day tonight, day to day, so probably just going to watch a movie and chill out.
Incorrect. You may be going around to Emma's house in the next 15 minutes. Okay, we've met all three men. We understand that one was not really a man, but more of a small infant boy with the personality of a goldfish and the vocabulary of a small kitchen sieve. So we've got man number one who's Kim, the tradesman, the boilermaker, black curly hair, 6 foot, FIFO, cheated on in the past. And Adam, 21, up and at him for his birthday tomorrow. He's had a weary day, but I reckon he can summon some energy for tonight. It's up to you, Emma. Will you take man number one? For man number three, the time has come to let Australia know your decision.
I'm going to make his birthday come early and say man number three.
She's ready to feast, Adam. What do we think about that?
Sounds good.
Oh, sounds good. Well, I'll let you two rekindle off the air. You guys can exchange social media details, slide into the DMs. I'm just looking here. They are in the same state. They really are. If you guys end up hooking up tonight, make sure you call back in on the show. We won't. I mean, just put it on loudspeaker and chuck the phone in the corner. Or I won't say anything. Dead set. I reckon you guys are going to be the quickest shack up in Radio Tinder history. Best of luck to you guys. And screw that bloke who didn't have any words to go in the bedroom.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Tattooist jailed for 40 months performing ear and nipple removals. Yeah, I know. I know. This tattooist, even though the person who went into the piercing and tattoo studio said, hey, mate, can you please remove my ear and my nipple?
It's... Why would they go to a tattoo artist for an ear or nipple removal?
Who else are you going to go to? The ear and nipple removal surgeon?
A doctor?
Nah, they won't do that, mate. They won't do it. And you know why they won't do it? Because apparently it's illegal in the UK. You can't be doing that.
I'm not surprised it's legal.
Well, you hear people all the time. We had a guy last year come in. He had his eyeballs dyed black and he had his belly button removed.
Ooh!
Yeah, well, different strokes for different folks. If someone wants to get their ear removed, well, I think you should be able to remove the ear. I mean, their body, their choice. A nipple? Maybe they've got heinous nipples. No, I
can't wrap my head around it. It's a no from me.
Anyway, I reckon, whatever. The worrying sign for me is that usually a legal precedent like this has a follow-on effect, and I may be up shit creek due to this man having to go to jail because he removed an ear and a nipple off someone who came into his tattoo studio.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble. If you are a lawyer, call the show on the double.
Have you done, Danny?
Look,
do you remove an ear?
I haven't removed anyone's ears or nipples, but I have removed body parts in the past off someone consensually.
I'm sorry, but why have you even told me this?
Consensually. I think I've mentioned it on the show before. P.S. if you're a lawyer or have legal advice, 131060, pro bono, of course, I have no funds to pay for this. A few years ago, there was a girl that I was seeing, and she had quite an unsightly 3D Coco Pop mole on her back. And I saw a YouTube video where you could tie a piece of dental floss very tightly around the base of the mole. And after about 5 or 6 days, it would crisp, scab up, block the blood flow to the beast, and it would drop off like a dead tick.
That's disgusting.
It's what she wanted. To be honest, it was what I wanted. And I'm just afraid that if she gets her hands on this legal proceeding, there's a little bit of bad blood with us now. She may come after me and come for everything that I have.
Fair enough. You're removing her moles with a piece of dental floss, Danny.
She asked for it. She didn't want to go to the doctor to get it cut out. Nathan in Sydney, you've rang up. You're a legal expert. You've studied law. You know every law in the book. You've heard the stories. You've heard the legal precedents over in the UK with the tattoo artist removing an ear.
Yep.
Is there any follow-on effect? And should I be watching over my shoulder? Does this girl have any grounds to sue me for removing a mole of hers with dental floss back in 2015?
I guess it would all depend on did you break up with her or she broke up with you.
I broke up with her and she's real salty.
Then you're in trouble. Then you're in trouble. But no, I'd be looking at it as... the case in the UK, I'd be looking and viewing that as a body mutilation case, which, you know, is not really legal, whereas yours is a pretty, like, common practice in Australia and over there.
Well, so everyone's using dental floss.
No. This is true. Lawyer Nathan has raised a very good point. It is illegal to remove someone's ear, but doctors remove moles all the time.
You're not a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but...
Yep. No, well, you know, you might be. We're not sure. Halloween comes around.
Yeah.
But I think you're probably okay, unless you, you know, stuffed it up majorly, and you know, she's now disfigured.
She's not disfigured, but she does have a scar there. And then we always used to have a small argument over whether it would have been better to keep the mole there in the first place, and whether that was less unsightly than the scar that was left behind.
I would be hiring Nathan if I was you, Danny.
What do you reckon, Nathan?
I think you're going to be fine, mate.
Okay, all right. This is good. Yeah. Lawyer confidence. I've got him on my side. If you receive a call from a private number asking for a pro bonus as little as a service in the next couple of months, you know where it's coming from.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show around the country.
This is the world's hardest quiz.
It is the world's hardest chicken quiz on 13 1060. After news today breaking that there are chicken pox parties getting around. Oh, come over. Make sure you bring Mama casserole, but yeah, as long as you do that, feel free to catch the pox off my child. Now, I don't know why there's so much outrage. Chrissy from Melbourne, you are the fastest fingers through. Are you your mother?
Yeah, I am.
Is there a chickenpox vaccine these days? The chickenpox party is a thing of the past?
Well, there is a chickenpox vaccine, but I actually took my eldest child to catch the chickenpox, but I would never do it again.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Such a bad thing to do.
I don't mind getting a controlled poxing when they're 4 or 5 years old. I think that's probably the smart way to do it. But if they've got the vaccine, does that mean they can't catch the pox?
Well, you can actually catch it again, depending on the degree of severity that pox are.
There's a lot that we could get through with the old pox chat tonight. But this isn't pox chat on 13 1060, Chrissy. This is the world's hardest chicken quiz. Question number one, an accessory used by women to make their bosoms appear more shapely and larger.
Chicken fillets.
Chicken fillets is correct. Yeah, well done. Chicken fillets. You own a pair of the chicken fillets? You just
a bit
popping
squishy,
them in. Yeah, I don't, well, I'm a textures man, you see. I don't mind the feeling of the old chicken fillets. I quite like chopping up chicken in general.
Have you ever put them down your bra, though?
I haven't. I wouldn't mind having sex with a pair of chicken fillets. I really wouldn't. If there was no stigma attached to it and I didn't have an ego, and I probably after.
Each to their own,
Yeah, I kind of get excited about it, but I know the shame. I feel shame after I pleasure myself on some of the most vanilla of porn, let alone the come down of pleasuring yourself to a pair of chicken fillets.
I think your new safe word should be chicken fillet.
Whoa. Ow, chicken. Chicken fillets. Chicken fillets, producer Jack. Chicken fillets, producer Jack. Next question. The most common Indian curry ordered in the Western world is?
Chicken tikka? Or butter chicken.
Butter chicken is correct. Yes, that's correct. The old butter chicken. Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, mild, please. Yeah, cheesy garlic naan as well. Hashtag I'm so cultured.
With a garlic, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Next question. Name the groundbreaking movie from the audio.
I don't want to be a pie. I don't like grid.
Oh. Chicken Run?
Chicken Run is correct.
Oh, yes, thanks.
I mean, you got it 100%, but it sounded like you only knew about 50% of the answer.
Yes. I never watched it. I just knew about it.
Yeah, well, it's a famous phrase. It doesn't surprise me that a switched-on lady like you vaccinates her kids and owns a pair of chicken fillets knows that, Chrissy. A similar phrase to stroking the salami.
Patting the chicken?
You're not patting it, though, are you?
Oh, rubbing the chicken.
No, you're not rubbing it either. You're not patting and rubbing. That's going to do jack shit.
Oh, what am I doing to it then?
Got to be a bit more aggressive with the chicken, I'm afraid, Chrissy.
Had a good. Are we slamming the chicken?
You're not slamming the chicken either.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, unlucky for you. Justine in Newcastle. Hello.
Stroking the chicken.
I think it's stroking the salami. You're on the. It rhymes with.
Stroking the chicken.
Yeah, there we go. Choking the chicken is correct. Choking the chicken. Yeah, you got to apply a bit of pressure to the chicken. Otherwise, it's not going to vomit. A tip for everyone to take home tonight. This is the final question, by the way. I mean, with all that fun we're having with Christy, you were just there in the background just thinking about choking chickens and thinking about this vibrator. You get this one right, it's all yours. A brand of sauce intended to be added to poultry with a very catchy advert.
Chicken salt? No, sauce. Oh, God, no.
Nah, incorrect. Nicole from Coronet Bay. It's landed on your plate.
We have chicken tonight.
I've never seen anything like it. And I've done this quiz a lot. And I do it every night, 5 nights a week for the past year and a half. And I can say, I have never seen anything like it. Love Honey Vibrator, all yours, Nicole and Coronet Bay. Enjoy that one.
I will, don't you worry.
Yeah, I think it's a magic wand, to be honest. I think it really goes off. It takes no prisoners, that thing. Well done.
Nice.
Chicken Tonight's tasty selection of simmer sauces have everybody saying,
like chicken tonight, like chicken tonight, chicken tonight.
Can we have chicken tonight tomorrow?
No, Bradley, you're already lucky we're having it tonight.
Chicken Tonight. The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Happy Friday. R&B Friday tunes till the end of the show. And that pretty much is the end of the Danny Lakey Late Show, not only for tonight, but for the week. Before we go, of course. A final thought from myself. Producer Jack, he's been scouring the internet. Some of the most interesting cries for help from full-grown adults with an internet connection. And Chewy Louie figuring out the moment of the show. Final thought, guys. For around the first 20 years of your life, the adults in your family don't want you to have sex. They'll do anything to stop you having sex. Oh, shelter them from the sex. After that, they all become weirdly obsessed for you to get breeding. And when you can have those kids, go on. Oh, no, you'll love it. You'd make a great father or mother. I actually have no one in my family ever pressing me about that. And I'm getting to the age where I want to be pressed. I mean, I don't want any kids. I'm going to tie my sack up with some dental floss very soon. I don't want any slipping through the
cracks. You will not be doing that.
No, I'll do something. I'll hack in there. I'll figure it out. I'll know what to do. I don't want any. But I do want to be pressed for them at some point. I'm taking it quite personally now from my nana that she's never asked for grandkids.
I don't want to be pressed for at least another 5 years.
I'll save you some dental floss, Shooey Louie. You can definitely you can do this.
Stop.
Producer Jack's been scaring the internet.
Yeah, today New South Wales drivers found out that their drivers who fail to clean their vehicles properly could be hit with a whopping $450 fine and lose 3 demerit points.
Okay, now... Hang on a sec. How familiar are you with this story? Because I saw this story today and elected not to click on it because it sounded like clickbait for me.
Yeah, I didn't click on it either.
Great.
But the comments are too good.
No,
they didn't click on it either.
I'm pretty sure they got fined because their number plate was so dirty you couldn't read the numbers. That's what I think it was. But it's a very easy headline to go, car fined for not cleaning itself. Anyway, that aside.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, obviously everyone else didn't read it either, and I didn't bother because I really just look for the comments.
Yeah.
I just like people who get outraged at the headline.
Yeah.
And Charlotte, she wrote, "Oh, it's all right for all you city folk to have a clean number plate. Us rural farmers are disadvantaged again. Unfortunately, we don't have the privilege of having bitumen to our doorsteps. It's a privilege to have bitumen to our doorsteps.
Just get a sponge, mate. Get a sponge.
And Bailey just
wrote, to be fair on the farmers, you do have the advantage of not having anywhere near as many sort of police just hounding you down.
Actually, a lot of people had started having a go at Charmaine because they were like, it's not that hard to have like a spray and wipe when you can't.
Adults, stop. Stop. Yeah. Just remember to stop. Like, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. Just enjoy your weekend.
Yeah. Just close your computer screen. Well, another guy, Bailey, just used it for another reason. He's like, oh, while you're at it, ban cyclists from the road as they don't pay rego. anything to bring the cyclists into it.
People just look for any road article and then they're like, yeah, this is my chance again. Yeah. This is the one. Sherry Louie, moment of the show.
Oh, I'm maths obsessed, and you've got a croaky voice, you're getting a bit sick, and you just nail the Cyrell impersonation.
I'm by myself!
I'm by myself! Well, you got a family! Karen's got a family! I'm by myself!
That's the only thing this voice is bloody good for tonight.
That was so good.
Yeah, no, it is very Cyrell driven. Hopefully I get my voice back for Monday. Enjoy the weekend. We'll obviously be back on Monday. I think Constantino and David Koch on the show, both of them.
Oh, no.
No.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.